like dating guys of different cultures. It's like the Epcot, but for dicks.
His is dildo. Can you use it on me?
Yeah.
So my mom's from England. My dad's from New Zealand.
So it makes you Australian. They're always like so fun, yeah. But they will ruin your life.
What? Oh, he fucked me for like an hour. I was like, that means
he doesn't have a job. I have a question for you though.
No, like, I'm not answering it.
I warned you in the beginning. I was like, just buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, dude.
Woo! Welcome back to the podcast. Look, if you're new here, I'm talking to you. Please like and subscribe. Main thing is subscribe.
Yeah, definitely subscribe.
We're going bonkers. We're going to hit 2 million subscribers before the end of the year.
Hell yeah. 10 million subscribers before the end of the year. 20 million.
It's going nuts. But if you're a returning customer, we appreciate you. Yeah. We love you.
And if you've been watching consistently over the months and you're still not subscribed, What are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like if you the magic trick is as soon as you subscribe, someone will make you come.
Yep. That's
within minutes.
Yeah. And we're gonna hire a voodoo person that's gonna curse your vagina if you don't subscribe. But watch all our content.
Yeah. We have dark magic going on over here, but welcome back. Look, we've got Hannah Burner coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, she's so funny. I love her.
She's great. We're going to have a great conversation. I'm excited to see what happens. We're going to do like a little, what we want to do before each episode is like a little like catch up, like what's going on in our lives. I don't know. If you guys want to see it, drop a comment. Let us know. And I think I'm going to drop a sex tape.
Really?
Yes. Did I tell you this?
I think you've shown me this.
Yeah.
I don't want to give any spoilers to the audience.
No, I think I'm going to do it.
I don't want to give any spoilers to the audience, but is it the one where you're in the shower?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think it's going to come. Hopefully, I'm thinking Christmas time. I feel like that's a good time to drop a sex day.
Yeah, dude. That's a good time.
So yeah, that's my life update is I think... Sex tape is going to come. It's going to be on my OnlyFans, though. So if you want to check it out, I guess get ready for that. But I think it's only going to be for the VIP people. Anyway, this is a massive...
massive plug up top.
Yeah, but we're getting the sex tape ready. What else is going on with you? You did a show last night?
Yeah, doing some shows in Brea. It's been amazing. And everything's been sold out way better than the last show that I talked about on the podcast. It's been incredible.
It's fucking crazy.
Amazing times.
And then there's Portnoy. What's going on with him? Because I actually haven't been following it. If you guys know what's going on, Dave Portnoy is in a bit of hot water.
Yeah, no. There's a Business Insider posted some article about him, and I think the article is like totally false. And so now he's going after them. He's taking it to them. Because they basically wrote this article and put it behind a paywall. And this article, and like, he's got all the receipts.
Right.
So he's showing up like, what's up?
Ah, so he's fully just putting them to bed.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, because I've been watching his stories a little bit, and I was like, I know war's going down because you've got the new like fucking champagne bottles with their names engraved on them. You know he has that ritual?
No.
So every time he has like an enemy or someone that he like, that comes at him, he gets their names like engraved on like a champagne bottle. And then as soon as he like defeats him, he like pops his champagne.
Damn, dude, that's fucking badass.
It's like some fucking
dude.
Crazy shit. But no, actually, so I have to tell you a story. I got hit with this Snapchat. My friend got hit with this Snapchat. What's it called? Reminder of like, was it?
This is like what a memory, like a year
Snapchat
ago.
Memory. Yeah. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, holy shit, I haven't told Abby this story about what happened at university. So we weren't making a lot of good money at university. Like we were doing our best to like get by. Like me and my best friend Alex at the time, we're trying to figure shit out. At this time, I was like growing my following on Instagram. I had like 10,000 followers at the time.
Yeah.
And this one person reached out and... messaged me and said, I want to pay you money to stand on people.
Which is no
word of a lie, right? So I'm like, I think it was like 19 or whatever, but I was like,
at a massage parlor, like holding onto the bars and walking on people?
I was with Alex at the time. We looked it up. were legitimately just like, holy shit, like this is actually like a fetish. Me and Alex was so skeptical. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. Like this shit's like, it's definitely someone at university, like just playing a prank on us. Yeah. We can't do it. Anyway, I end up sending a photo of me standing on Alex with shoes on to this dude for $500. Right.
$500. And you got paid?
This is the thing. This guy, right? Whoever the fuck he was, would send screenshots of money sent, right? Would say like, because we had the same bank and you could, I know the app.
Okay.
And it was just like, oh yeah, 500 cent or 1,000 cent or whatever. So like, this is a space over a week, right? And he would like only send money on weekends. So we're also just like, oh, okay, maybe it's not going to come. So I got to a point where I recruited all of my friends because I was like, I want the team to eat. Yo, if I make it like a $500 to $1,000 for standing on my board for a photo,
yeah,
I want the whole team to eat. So I got to a point where my friend Cooper put on rugby boots and was standing on his girlfriend and walking. Like, this is a big dude. Like, he's like 200 pounds. And this also, his girlfriend was like fully down because they wanted the money as well. So whoever this guy was, he got...
It sounds like it feels kind of good, like some rugby cleats good. In your back.
Yeah, no, but like it was like in her ribs and shit. No, it wasn't on her back, it was on her stomach.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was so bad. He did it on his girlfriend. I did it on Alex. Alex did it on me. Then Alex did it on his girlfriend. Then my other friend, Billy, who was on Married at First Sight, he did it on someone else as well. Like we fully like went, like the whole team, like fully were just... powering this dude with content like mm-hmm. nonstop for a week.
And no one's been paid yet.
No one saw a single fucking dollar. Like no, and then
well, yeah, I would have waited until you got in your first payday before you really, because
we started getting weird. We're like, hey, like where's the money? Like
yeah.
You know, we're all fucking jumping on it. Like it got to the point where I was like jumping on each other, like stomping around. I was like what's going on over here? But the money kept getting bigger and bigger. Like he's like, okay.
That's how they get you.
I'm gonna give you $2,000. I'm like, holy shit. Sweet. So at the point where we thought we were receiving like $20,000, like me and all my friends, like there's his girlfriend's been stomped on, like then another girl's like fully like jumping on him with cleats on and shit like that. Like we're smacking our feet on each other, like videos and stuff. It got to a point where I realized that it wasn't real. And I'm like, this is not going to happen. We ended up like finding where this dude lived. We didn't fight, like we didn't go see him. He lived in a different state. He just fully like fucked us up. But we have this one, friend called Rod, who's an absolute idiot, like full blown dumb as fuck. And this is what the memory that I saw was. It was me on the phone to Rod, absolutely in tears, because I realized me and Alex clicked on that. Okay, we were.
I got a good idea.
That we were getting scared. Right? What are you gonna say?
I think you should sell these pics on your OnlyFans.
No, I don't have the photos anymore, but I'll take some more. but so I call Rod, right? And he's at work, and I was like, bro, you have to go home right now. You need to find someone to stand on you. This dude is paying $5,000 for you right now, and we need it. Like no questions asked. He didn't care. He left work. He called his boy up, right? And his boy was on a construction site. He was the manager of the whole construction site. So this is where it's... I'm a piece of shit. This is where it's so bad. They fully halted all production on the construction site. So this dude could drive to Rod's house. And they legitimately... took a photo of them standing on top of each other, right? He took a photo there. He took a photo there. And they're like, okay, cool. Like the guy's like, oh, I need to go back to work. Like I was like, it's 5K each. Don't worry about it. And then he was like, just about to leave. I was like, oh, no, that's not good enough. You have to be.
Did he say there's like a family emergency or something? Like, hey, I have to go address emergency?
He just left.
Wow.
But I was like, oh, no, it has to be a little bit more than that. You both have to be naked.
Do you did that to fuck with him, or that's what this guy wanted?
No, so we found this dude. We knew this dude was a hoax. We stopped talking to him, but like Rod thought that we were legitimately making.
Oh, so you just did this to prank him?
Yeah, we did this to prank
him. Wow, dude.
So I was like to Rod, I was like, "Yo, you have to be like full blown naked, like both of you." So we received this photo of Rod, his cock, another guy with a cricket helmet on, fully just butt naked, laying on the ground like this. Like, legitimately, and they both did it. They both did it to each other, and they both legitimately got their cocks in it. And then to top it off, I was like, oh, now he needs a photo of you guys kissing.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad. So they legitimately, mind you, it was me and Alex. And I wasn't like, I'm not the mastermind. But they legitimately sent us a photo of them both butt naked, just kissing. And then the guy ran out there and went back to work.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. So fucked up. It was so sad. But they both knew, and they were all laughing about it later on.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I just thought I had to tell you that because it was the weirdest bit. I'll see if I can find them.
Wow. Nothing like a good old Snapchat or Facebook memory to remind you how much of a piece of shit you are.
Bro, prepare for the next bit of the episode. It is with Hannah Burner.
Hannah Burner.
Watch me try and fall in love with her and fail because she hates me. What's going on, you little foreskins? Welcome back. Look, today's guest is a bit of a silly sausage. Her name is Hannah Burner. You're engaged, right?
I am.
Wow, that must be incredible.
Wild, yeah.
How did that come out?
Damn, it's jumping right in.
Well, because like she's engaged, so like, fuck, I can't be like.
Yeah, you're like, flirty. What is that life?
Yeah. What is going on there?
I like didn't really date, and then I just like got engaged.
Why would you do that?
No, just like I feel like when you meet the right person, it's so corny, but like he's 45, like he's a retired fuckboy, he's exhausted, like you see so many, like you're gonna get to a point where you've just seen so many tits that you're just gonna be like, if I have to see another one, like I don't know if I can handle it. And that's when some girl, you're just gonna put your head down and she's gonna hold it. And next thing you know, you're engaged.
So you're like end of the road for him.
Yeah. I'm like second wife material, but he didn't have a first wife.
Bro, I am so bricked up.
Dude, why are you bricked up? Bro, I'm always bricked up, but why are you bricked up?
I'm dribbling pre-cum just at the thought of girls in biker shorts.
Dude, I am a big fan of biker shorts.
Biker shorts just get me going. There's something about like seeing those sweet little cheeks.
It's top notch. I'm a fan, dude. I think it should be socially acceptable for girls to wear bicycle shorts at funerals and in any church, wherever.
We need to start a petition and we need to do that with Parade.
Parade's going to help, though, because they're introducing the new waffle collection.
Yeah, they're launching the new waffle collection. Loungewear line in 6 limited edition styles. Bike shorts, joggers, tees, tanks, and more. So you can wear them at funerals.
Yeah, think about that. Waffle fabric. That means it's biker shorts, but it's breathable.
Oh.
It's flexible.
Oh.
Top notch.
Oh. You're going to smell great. You're going to feel great. And you're going to look great. You're going to be the talk of the town.
Dude, how are these ladies getting these biker shorts? There's other stuff too, but we're focused on the biker shorts. Really.
Oh, and head to toe softness in recycled yarns.
Oh,
not normal yarns, recycled.
That's awesome.
So if you want to look sexy, feel great, and get us bricked up, go to yourparade.com/tapin and you can get 20% off $25 orders. It used to be 40 on all their products and free shipping at yourparade.com/tapin.
Also, once you buy your waffle shorts, send us pictures.
Please. In a non-creepy way. Yo, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good because I've been taking care of my mental health.
That's a winner. And it's coming up to a stressful time of year for everyone.
Oh, yeah, the holidays. People get real sad around the holidays.
You have to see your fucking family again.
I know, dude.
Extended family?
Yeah. Or you don't have family, or you just feel alone. People tend to feel alone during the holidays.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's seasonal. You know, people get depressed.
It sucks.
That's why this episode is brought to you by Talkspace.
Woo!
I think the bigger your life gets, the stronger of a mental health foundation that you need to have. And so seeing a therapist is like really important.
100%. Yeah. As you get bigger, as life throws more hurdles at you, you need to vent. You need to get it out. You need to have a therapist where you just get that shit out of your head so you don't bottle it up.
Especially if you're not comfortable like opening up to people and you're like unsure. You know, like if you guys listened to our last episode with Kevin Hines, you know, he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. And
yeah,
that,
and he survived.
And he survived. But thousands of people don't do that, you know? And so it's like people brush it off, but it's... For some people, it's a matter of life and death.
Yeah, and think about it. It's just like going to the gym, but for your brain. You know, we're here to work it out, get those kinks out, massage out all the dodgy business, and keep moving forward and keep being amazing. Like, there's so many obstacles that life throws at us. And that's why Talkspace is really good. They put you in a private room with just you and your therapist. There's no one else there.
Totally secure.
You can send messages 24/7. You get replies throughout the day. No need to wait for a weekly appointment.
Yeah, whether you struggle with anxiety, depression, self-doubt, anything like that. I mean, whatever. You just want to talk. You want to feel alone.
And that's
Talkspace.
Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code TAPIN at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code TAPIN.
TAPIN.
You know, he's 45.
He's like, fuck, I got to wrap this up. Like,
and he saw, like, I was kind of doing well. And I was like, yo, you can stay home, play golf. Like, I'll make the money.
Oh,
and he's like,
shit.
Fuck yeah. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. So in like 6 months, we got engaged. Because I'm like busy. Like, I don't have time to date and stuff. So I'm like, I'll check this off my list. I have a man.
I respect that.
He's tall, he's hot, he's successful, and he gets me. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, I just get drunk and I tell girls I don't want to marry them and put a kid in them. So it's like, but it doesn't work out like that. It just usually works out with me like, fuck their friends.
But look, if I met this dude when he's actually Irish. You guys are fucking wild. And if I met him when he was 25, we would have missed paths. Like, you when you're 45 are going to be prime me. Prime material.
Right.
Like, the way I look at you right now, like, you're a squirrel. Like, you have a little squirrel brain.
Yeah.
And you're just like having fun chasing acorns. And then one day.
You're just going to lose that squirrel brain.
No, you just get tired.
Oh.
And then you decide that you want to, I don't know. I guess, yeah, it's like not as fun.
But why did? How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Oh, I hate this game. Girls,
26.
24. 25.
You guys are adorable. I'm 30.
No, you're not.
Really? Oh, we're the same
age. You guys
age.
Were in, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Same.
When I meet a girl that checks off all the boxes, I'm like, yeah, let's get married. I'm down. Like, let's do it.
Wow.
And then they see you cock size. And they're just deathly afraid of the size of it.
Yeah.
Are your parents still together?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they decided the best time to get a divorce was when I went away without my phone, like, filming. So so we're filming, I swear to God, filming Two at the Handle. And they're like, hey, things are on the rocks. My mom's like, hey, like, I'm not too happy. I was like, mom, like, I just, like, can we do this next month? Like, I'm going to film this thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to come back. I'm going to be there for everyone. It's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. We're going to make this divorce fun and fantastic for everyone.
Party.
Yeah, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then I go and film the show, and like the couple of days before, they're like, hey, we're going through a divorce, things aren't looking good, like, dad's a little bit creepy, he's gone a little bit crazy, he's drinking too much. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm going to film it. I will not have a phone or contact to the outside world for a month.
Shit.
Figure it out. Like, just hold on, hold your horses.
So that was all like brewing underneath while you were being a fuckboy. That's wild.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of shit that goes on while I'm being a fuckboy.
He's a complex fuckboy.
Yeah, I got layers to this. I'm an onion. So is he a comedian as well? I was watching a YouTube video.
Oh yeah, so Dez, he grew up in New York when he was 14. He was like pretty wild, like you. So
am I just a younger version of your like fiance?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, six. I have a chance.
Yeah, and like in 20 years, when we get divorced or he dies,
okay,
you're next.
Oh, six. So you have so much money, you'll be chilling.
Yeah, he's like early husband.
Fuck.
But I'm also flattered. Like, I'm 30 from New York, and like an LA guy thinks I look young. That's wild to
me.
But I also, yeah, so he was wild. So they sent him to Ireland, where his family's from.
Right.
Which is like prime time professional drinkers.
Oh,
so that
shit
kind of backfired. So we continued to have more fun.
Yeah.
And then he started doing stand-up comedy. He just stayed there. And then during quarantine, he would come back to America sometimes. But during quarantine, he came back to America where I was. And we're both in comedy. We connected. But if it wasn't for the quarantine, I would have never met him.
Damn.
And
Shout out COVID.
But I was a little worried because I don't know this guy outside like a global pandemic, you know?
Oh, that's tough.
Like, I never went to a restaurant with him. Like, what if I went to a restaurant?
And he's like,
and the table starts like singing happy birthday, and he like fucking joins in. Like, that's the shit that I wouldn't be able to handle.
Oh, you know what that guy? Well, does he like clap when airplanes land?
He's like a participator.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, nah, don't do that shit. So
yeah, because I feel like dating in quarantine was kind of fucked up because like you don't really get to experience people like doing normal shit.
Yeah.
You're
and
just like locked in a room.
That's what life is like doing the boring things together.
Yeah.
But it was like hyper boring. But I feel like it was like dog years. So if I survived a month with him, it was like 7 months.
Right. And is there any flaws in your relationship? Because you're both like kind of funny, I guess.
To be honest, well, thanks. to be honest, the times we fight is when like one of us will make a joke.
And it's just not
that's
funny?
That's like, no, it's a little too true. And the other person will be like, okay, like. And like, you're like, relax. It's just a fucking joke. And I'm like, yeah, I know what a fucking joke is. And so sometimes we don't have boundaries with joke telling. Because jokes are real. That's why they're funny. Yep. Let's be honest. So, and then reality TV, I was on a show for like, I met him, then I went on a show.
Oh, so rude.
It was fucking rude. But I think.
Was it a dating show? What is the show? Tell everyone.
It's called Summer House. And it was like, there was no goal to it. It was just people partying in a house. There wasn't like eliminations. You didn't have to hook up. Yeah, so it got weird.
What's the point of it?
Yeah.
Did you win money? Like, what's the?
No, I got some dildo ads on Instagram.
Oh, that's
tight.
Sick.
Yeah, it was tight.
Yeah. Us too.
Yeah,
dude, sexual wellness. Yeah, yeah. Sexual wellness. So when the show aired, like, it was tough because he just met me, and you're seeing all the feedback online, and you're like, you want to be perfect, but then you have like trolls being like, Hannah's a fucking garbage person, and then you're like, can you love me?
Yeah, so that and then was, you're like, here's this dildo, can you use it on me?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Not to, I have dated Australians before.
Right.
And you're all the same, so I know.
You don't like us? Whoa, we're not all the same. Are you crazy? What's
so
wrong with
me? Nothing's wrong with you. I love them.
I'm a hybrid.
How are you a hybrid?
So my mom's from England, my dad's from New Zealand, and.
So it makes you Australian. Kiwi plus stuck up equals Australian?
No, because I was born in Australia, but I also like kind of grew up in New Zealand, and then. I spent some time in England, so whatever. Yeah. I'm everything.
I love that. I haven't traveled that much. Like, I travel around America, but I don't have to travel because I like dating guys of different cultures. It's like the Epcot, but for dicks. So, like, this Australian guy, oh my God. So, of course, he owned a coffee shop.
Oh, sick.
In New York City.
Goals.
He was like a former rugby player, which.
Legend.
Is a made up sport.
And whoa! Are you crazy? You guys wear fucking helmets and run around in fucking tights. We just wear little pants and beat each other up.
I just don't think that you guys know the rules of it.
No, yeah, exactly.
Like, I think everyone's just kind of going with it, but no one really knows what the rules are.
It's fun, though.
And then you have all different kinds of different rugbies. You guys are too hungover to, like, decipher the different games when you're playing it.
I feel like you're saying something racist against Australians. Like,
you can correct me. We can learn here.
No. You need to, I feel like you're stuck in your path.
This dude also, he loved drinking tecates with like hot sauce on the rim.
The fuck is a tecate?
Oh, it's like a beer? Do you know what
it's like cheap beer.
It is?
Yeah, it's like cheap. It's like the Bud Light of Mexican beer.
Oh, yes.
Like
sick. And okay. He put hot sauce on it and he would drink it in the shower.
Whoa.
That is a routine I need to start.
Yeah, just like beer showers.
Why would he do it in the
Not
shower?
Not me involved. He'd be like, I'm going to have a shower in the beer in the shower. And I was like, okay, I'll just.
Oh, you get really drunk if you drink beer in the shower.
Oh,
you
really?
You get drunk off like one beer.
It goes through your pores.
Really?
No.
Oh. No, because you're
I'm so good. I'm hungover right now. Don't do this to me.
No, because your blood's like all like loosey-goosey and it just
whenever you're too fucked up, you go have a shower and it like sobers you up.
Maybe a cold shower.
Oh, yeah, because if it's hot, you could get dehydrated. I don't fucking know, but long story short, Australian guys, to everyone listening, for me, they're always like so fun, but they will ruin your life. Like this Australian guy.
Whoa.
He was. I love that you're acting so innocent right now.
No, like don't tell. I could end up dating a listener. So okay, like, let's relax on spoiling my master plan.
He could ruin your life. It's not 100%.
Yeah, thank you.
This dude, he was like, they're so like funny and interesting, and like their accent makes them like seem like they know
sexy
something.
And you don't, yeah, hot, it's fucking. 6'5".
It's so hot. He was 6'4", of course.
And awesome.
But he left me on a corner. Once he was like, hey, let's get dinner.
Yeah,
hold on one sec, my like partner, my business is in this apartment and I just need to like figure something out with him.
Oh.
And I'm like, it's cool, I'm gonna call, like I'll take a call too, fine.
Yeah,
no, my call, the person doesn't pick up. And like 15 minutes later, like he's not back yet. I text him. I'm like, is all good? And I'm just like standing on a corner in Williamsburg.
Whoa.
And he's like, and he doesn't respond. And then like 15 minutes later, he's still not responding. So I've been standing on a corner for 30 minutes for a dude. And I'm like, he's Australian. He's hot.
He's fucking someone.
He's tall.
I feel like I've done this before.
You're on a date and you're like, real quick, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I gotta go fuck the waitress.
But it turns out, I guess he like got in a fight with his partner and they were like going at it or something. And I ended up just being like, okay, you have to respect yourself. And I left. I like went in the subway and then he's calling me and I was like, I couldn't wait for you.
Yeah.
And then we never spoke again. And then now he's married to a blonde, so it wasn't meant to be anyway.
So, what? Like, he went to go see his business partner and you're like, actually, fuck you. Let me add to it and never saw him again. Is that what happened?
I have communication problems.
Maybe you're the problem.
Well, yeah, I am the problem.
No, but I, to be honest, I feel like I've 100% done that exact same thing, but with a girl and didn't go fight. There was this one time, this girl was staying at my house. This is actually going to sound so horrible. I told her that I had a headache. and I had to go to Ralph's. If you're listening, it's just a store. And I had to go get like headache stuff, and I was telling her, ibuprofen, that's the word.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to go. She's like, it's 11 at night. I was like, this headache is killing me. And I literally drove to this other girl's house I've never met before. I went and had sex with her, which was awesome for me, but it wasn't awesome for her because she never texted me again. So that's how I know. I was like, fuck, man, I must, because I was like also stressing. So I was like, I need to get in and out.
Yeah.
In and out, rainbow trout. Like, mm-hmm. We're on fire here.
Mm-hmm. She definitely didn't come.
100% did not.
No, not close.
No way. Like, no. not even a chance. Like, her dog licked my foot as well. I also used that as an excuse. Like, sorry, I'm weirded out right now. I didn't want to tell her I came.
You turned it on her.
100%. Every single time.
You're like, actually, the vibes are off in this place.
No, I always get angry. I was like, yo, what is in that vagina that makes me come so quick? Like, you legitimately just milked me. Like, why did you want my kids out of me so bad? Like, next time, figure it out.
Dude, that's awesome. Great gaslighting.
That's just tall dudes.
You have to do it. No, hey, what's wrong with...
But honestly, I love when a guy comes fast.
Really?
Because it's a compliment to you, and then also, like, you don't have to...
Think about it. Well, he doesn't have to stick around for
long. I was like, I'm 30, like, I'm busy. Like, I have 2 podcasts. I can't be fucking for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I talked to my friends, and they're like, oh, he fucked me for, like, an hour. I was like, that means...
He doesn't have a job.
Yeah. Yes.
He doesn't poor.
He's poor. He's got nothing going on, and he's, like, also hates you. Like, if shit goes over 20 minutes for me, I'm like, actually.
Or he fucked someone right before he came to you.
Yeah. If I'm ever lasting over 20 minutes.
I thought you were going to say 20 seconds.
No. Well, 20, I feel like 20 is fun time with, like, everything included, you know, the whole package deal. But, like, if it's over, then.
I have a question for you, though.
No, like, I'm not answering it.
I warned you in the beginning. I was like, just buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah.
So I've been joking about how, like, in movies, no one ever queefs.
What? Oh, yeah.
Like, not one queef in a movie.
Yeah.
And, like...
Why are you...
Abby's into it.
I feel like it shouldn't happen.
I'm on board with this theory.
So my thing is, I joke that I queef all the time.
You do?
But, like, I also... When I say a queef, like, I'll fart and say it's a queef.
You're wild.
I know.
I'm so interested.
That's fucking freaky. And then, but guys don't know what queefs are, so you get away with it if it doesn't smell. Like, because there's too many, like, too much air and, like, holes. Like, guys don't fucking know what's going on. Could you tell the difference between a queef and a fart?
Yeah, one's, like, a little bit more wet.
Which one's more wet?
The queef. No, I swear to God, because I remember, I feel like girls only queefed in high school. Because now.
Oh, because you're.
No, I'm just saying, because, like, in high school, like, they just let them rip. Like, they're, like, laying
down. Oh, like, they know how to control it?
No, it would just, like, accidentally slip out and get embarrassed. And I'm like, oh, queef. Like,
Abby, do girls only queef in high school for you?
I think it's been a while since I've
heard
it.
Yeah,
I just realized
I haven't
that.
Heard
yeah.
a queef. Like, they're controlling it. But, like, also, like, I think it's funny. So, like, I'll just giggle.
I like queefing.
Can you queef on command?
Mm-mm.
There's one girl on TikTok that lets him go.
Good for her.
No, it's terrifying. When she's on my For You page,
it's terrifying.
It's like an innocent thing, and then it's just, but it's like the queefs aren't just like a nice little fun toot. It's like a strung out, like violent, like aggressive, like.
It's a trumpet.
They always make me laugh.
Yeah. So what? Hang on. Let's go back to the queef thing. Why are people not queefing in movies, and why do you want that to happen?
Because I want realistic sex in movies. Like, I've just been, sex in movies has always the same scene.
Yeah, but romance in movies is this. Every movie tells a guy to be a simp. I grew up watching movies, and every movie's like, you got to be a simp.
Yeah.
It's like, no girl likes that.
No one likes that.
Well,
don't act like you want that, because
there's a difference between a simp and a guy who just like knows what he wants.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
No, but there's like, for example, my fiance was like, I was being stupid, like meh, on a reality TV show, and at one point I did something that he was like not that cool with, and he was like, look, if you want to play,
queef in his face.
Yeah. But he was like, look, if you want to play games, like, that's totally cool, I'm just not interested in that. And that was like the hottest shit, like, no guy's ever said that to me.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah,
that's,
no, like, he just was kind of like, I'm all in it, but I, like, honestly, I'm old and don't have time to like play your little games. Yeah. And I turned into, for the first time, like, simping, like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that. When at first I was trying to like have power over him, and then I was like, I'm going through old patterns, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's, that is not being a simp. Like, I feel like being a simp is like showing up to a house with like flowers and like
changing who you are.
Yeah, to like fully like cater.
Showing up to you with flowers, trying to like, where it's like placing them so high and
pedestal.
Then like being like, oh, I'm gonna worship you. Until
yeah,
you're
it's
with
like
me,
that's hot, relax. Though. Are you crazy?
No way.
There was this girl that tried to make me simp, right? She's like, oh, I'm not. She tried. She kept trying. She's like, I'm going to go on this date with this dude. I was like, cool, have fun. Because I know he's not nearly as much fun as me. So try and figure it out. Like, try and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of like upset her. Because like a lot of these Instagram models, like people like licking their bums all day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't actually have time to like chase you.
And that's like, also like early shit. My thing is like, either you become best friends or you don't. Like, either you actually like post-sex with them.
Yeah.
Or you don't.
Right. So if a girl isn't like my best friend, I should just cut her off after sex.
It depends. If you're looking to settle down, she's not the one.
I am. I've been trying my whole life.
Literally, you just need a best friend. Like, who's the person that you want to tell something to? Who's the person that you could be like, something happens in a room and you make eye contact with them and you know exactly how they felt about it.
Right. So I just need to hit up Chris John, my best friend, and ask him if he's got a sister. Oh, he does, but she's married as well. Damn. He just had two kids.
But also, like, are you maybe like the girls you're physically attracted to right now?
Yeah.
They're not emotionally getting
no,
in the same age.
They have not a lot going on for, I'm not going to say too much because I'll get canceled by my roster.
So like Kiwi girls versus British girls versus LA girls.
Yeah.
Give me some insight.
Right. So I feel like LA is, everyone's just hot and horny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's just not a lot going on. Like, no, like, there isn't. Like, everyone, it's just like, you know what? Like, I want a Subway, so I'm going to go to Subway and eat it. Like, that's how easy it is, you know? You just go and, like, get sex.
Well, this is the problem, which I felt. You're charming, and you can entertain yourself.
Yeah.
You can have a great date with, like, literally a wall.
Anyone.
So, like, I'll go on dates with hot guys, and I'll think that, like, it went well, but, like, I just crushed it. You
know what I mean? Yeah, I just went out there, and they bombed.
They
terrible.
But you don't know until, like, 6 months in when you're, like, not, you're bored of yourself, and you don't feel like performing that day,
that's
and then
the
you're
thing.
Just, like, can you bring something to the table, and you're, like, oh.
Yeah, you suck.
But two good-looking people can, like, you'll see it in LA all the time, I feel like. They can make it work for like easily a year. Just being good looking. Both of you.
You know what I love doing in my spare time?
Creating content, inspiring, changing the world.
And designing shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Me too.
That's why we're big fans of Canva Pro.
Canva's the best. I used to waste so much time on other like software programs trying to make like good thumbnails and all this stuff. And the amount, you know, I make thumbnails for this show and I make my own personal stuff, Instagram stories, whatever. Like I'm a creative person.
Anything. And if you're trying to start a business or you just want to explore some easy ways to make some cool designs, Canva Pro will come and tickle your toe.
Yeah.
It's the reason why it rhymes. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/tapin to get your 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/tapin. canva.me/tapin.
It's worth it, you guys. I'm telling you. It's like 45 days. Especially if
you imagine all the designs you can do. Christmas coming up, you can make cards.
Yeah, if you're wasting money hiring people to do shit, you can just do it yourself and do it for free. And it's fun. You'll learn. It's creative. They make it really easy.
You can make Instagram stories. You can do fun little edits. Designing together has never been easier. Sharing, editing, and commenting in real time. It helps you stay organized on the same page and on top of team projects. No more misplaced files or tedious back and forth. Super easy. Super convenient. Get Canva Pro.
Yeah. And just like appreciating each other's good looking.
Yeah, I just feel like everyone's just like hot, horny here, but in New Zealand, and I feel like I'm going to marry someone from England because the accents really just fuck me up. Like,
again, that's not what we talked about. We're talking about best friends, not accents.
No, but
your external shit. This is the external.
No, are you crazy? Listen to
this. Stop thinking with your penis.
Your man has an Irish accent, right? Yeah?
He has a New York accent. And it's hot. It's hot.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to listen to my best friend speak to me with like tea and crumpets and like be excited. Because like for me, English accents, I swear to God, lights off, just talk to me, I'll bust instantly.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like New Zealand girls, Australian girls, you have to do a little bit more. Like you kind of like have to do like double backflips to be able to like take them on a date or just like even make out with them. It's a little bit more difficult.
It's so funny though, because Australian girls are like on Instagram, what I see, they're so hot and they're always in their little so bikinis. Sexy. But then I heard that American girls give it up earlier.
Yeah, but it's like so much fun.
Not Australian girls on vacation in LA though.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the thing. No, I swear to God. First,
are they like American guys maybe?
Yeah, I mean, because there's Australian girls that I meet at like, you know, clubs in LA. And they're just like, they're down for whatever.
Because you have to imagine, like, you get all the flavors of the fruits here in Australia. It's just like skinny, tall, boring guys, you know, that love rugby and beer. And drinking beer in the shower.
And kangaroos. Ah. I love Australians, but yeah, you guys ruin my life. I can't.
No, we're great. We're honestly.
You're great, but it's like dessert. It's like you have too much of it. You're like, oh, God, I can't.
Hey, I'm right here. Like, don't tell me how annoying I am. I know I suck.
I dated a British guy once, 6'7", beautiful.
6'7"?
Yeah.
Was he hung like a donkey?
Yes.
Wow.
To the point that, like, I couldn't fuck him.
That's what I'm saying. Boyfriend dick.
Boyfriend dick.
Have you heard about that shit?
Yeah, I think I invented it.
No, you didn't.
Like 2 years on a podcast, I talked about it.
You did?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, no, but boyfriend dick is exactly what you need, because for me to fuck this guy, I had to do a full like meditation to like loosen my body and like breathe in and out. And then it always felt like I was losing my virginity every time.
Wow.
And then like.
Was it the girth or the length that was ruining you?
The girth, but the length was there.
Damn.
But the length you can handle. It's the girth. But this dude, and he lied to me. I was like, does anyone ever complain that your dick's too big? And he's like, no. Fuck. And then like later on in the relationship, he's like, I'll have one night stands where girls are just like, no, thank you.
Yeah, he has that problem like literally all the time.
I wish.
Dude. Yeah, his hangs through his
knee. But you don't wish. Like you also for girls, like I like a below average penis where like I could do Pilates on that dick. Like it makes me feel.
Don't rinse your husband out.
No. But this also.
Like, fuck's sake, I'm so sorry.
Are girls listen to this, right?
Yeah, we have many.
Okay, good. Hi, ladies. What's up?
It's mostly mostly 70%. Yeah, 70,
that means
80.
They have good. You have good taste.
Wow.
Curved dicks, people don't talk about enough.
Really,
a curved dick hits in different
it's
places.
Crazy. Mine like fully just goes backwards. It's like a C.
Oh, great! No. Like it's a boomerang.
No, mine. I actually, because I said, pro tip, anyone listening, when you're in the shower, right, or just in your bathroom, but you don't want to send a photo of your cock, but you want to make it like look impressive. Literally lean back and like just take a photo of the shadow and you look like a fucking donkey. Like I legitimately sent that to every single person.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
And I was
like,
it's
got a real curve on it.
Yeah, no, it does. It goes to the left like crazy. But I was like saying, I was like, yo, you need to like, this has to be leaked. Like I look like fucking.
This has to be leaked.
I was like, I look like fucking Thor's hammer. Like this thing is nuts right now. I was like sending it to everyone. I was like, someone post it on your fucking story. I swear to God, before I do it, I legitimately.
Do you Snapchat still?
No, I Instagram.
Oh, you Instagram.
Yeah, I said.
No,
back to the curve, before we move past it.
Yeah.
Tell us, what's the problem? Why do you love curved cock?
Curved cocks they're able to like hit and stimulate different things. Like most dildos, if you see them, they're not straight.
Right.
Like there's a reason they're like curved. They're able to hit certain things. I don't know whatever inside vaginas. I don't get it. That's your guys' job.
What curve are you looking for here?
I think I like
left, up, down.
It could be any of them.
Right.
Like, but I think curve curved up is good. Curved, I don't fucking know.
Right.
But just like curve.
Like Captain Hook. You just need that thing.
Yeah, fucking... so don't worry about the size. Just get a little curve. And even if you're not that girthy and you have a curve, it'll hit things.
Right.
Yeah, so you're good.
You know, I know.
He's so happy right now.
Like my legs, I thought I was like missing some meat in the left side because I was like, that hangs a little bit.
No,
but
it's
I was
good.
Like, no, it's great.
But I wanted to add on.
Yeah.
Artful nudes.
Yes.
I'm very into the shadow nude because I'm like very into no
That's
face.
That's why I brought it up.
I don't like graphic. Do you,
just wait. Check your phone.
But I did it's a fucking me. Shadow nude once where like, it was artsy, like you kind of could see like the side of me, but then you could see like the boob and like kind of nip in a shadow.
Right.
I'm a big side boob fan. Big
fan. Wait, that was so simpy and cute. I love a side boob.
Yeah, great side boob.
I like the side flap, you know. So I can see a flap hanging out of your undies, like gets me going.
Make your labia clap.
Oh.
But yeah, girls, go for the artsy shit sometimes. You don't always have to be so graphic.
Yeah, see, for me, when I send nudes, it's more so about the experience, right? Too many.
What's your motive? What's your character?
No, no. Too many dudes are sending just fucking cock. I know because I get sent them. Like, I check my DM request. There's a throbbing cock there. I'm like, look, if I was a girl, I would be terrified of this situation.
Yeah, dicks out of context could be like, scary. Like, you got to lean into
don't
it.
Don't do it. But for me, I'm like, it's about the experience. You know, you're like a little bit zoomed in. Why are you doing your eye like that? You're like squinting
I'm like
a little
waiting
bit.
To, I'm like scared of what you're going to say. I'm
no, like, you're like slightly zoomed in a little bit. And it's not hard because that's terrifying. You know, you're just a grown man standing there.
But what if
you're
a grower?
Rock hard cock. I am. This thing looks terrible.
So under promise, over deliver?
Well, it's just like you get it like a little bit of blood in there, like three quarters. Or maybe you just busted a nut and it's like on the way down.
Yeah.
And so you're just like sitting there. But it's more so you're just like panning down your body and like give it a little shake and you're good. Or you just like face and then just like
You like go like spiral with
no,
it?
No, I just like let it move a little bit. So
you know what? I like
real.
It. You're not taking it too seriously because I hate when guys send photos where they like think they're in a Calvin Klein ad.
Yeah.
But they're not a Calvin Klein model.
Like relax.
And it's like,
fuck.
It's too much. And then you're like, oh, does he think he looks hot in this?
What do you look for in a nude? Like, would that get you excited?
Honestly, you're right. Videos are better.
Yeah.
Because the photo, like also guys, sometimes it's a live photo. So like make sure if I hold it down, I don't see something I don't want to see or you're not doing something stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I know a friend was sending his guy friends like an ab photo or something as a joke, but it was live and they saw his penis.
Like, no way. No way.
Yeah. So anyway, just note.
I send photos of my cock to the boys.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I need you to know, like tell me if this
are
is
you
good
circumcised?
Or not. Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Look under the table. She looked over right away. I saw you.
Honestly,
you want to see some cock?
On this trip, I've seen vagina and tits. I haven't seen dick yet.
Really?
Yeah, I went
Well, we can change it. He's actually not wearing undies.
I did a podcast in LA, and some girl just like, we were changing into her merch. And she just like took her top off. And I was like being polite, looking away. And she like did it again. And she was like, look at my tits.
How do I get on this podcast?
Her name's Violet Benson.
Oh, Violet.
She's been on it already?
Yeah.
On your dick already?
No.
But she had one nipple piercing. And she was like, they're great, right? And I was like, they're great. But you don't know how to, like, I didn't know how to compliment them.
Do you hook
I just
up
got,
with girls?
I got really weird. I've actually never hooked up with a girl.
Really?
I know.
You don't want to eat some minge?
I mean, I feel like I feel like I'm so I feel like I just disappointed you. Like I'm uninteresting now.
No, that's the thing is like, girls are always like when I was, whatever time frame this was from wasn't recent. Wasn't I always have to do this because I get in trouble.
Yeah.
This could have been last week. Could have been a year ago. We don't know. But this girl was like trying to bring it up. Like, oh, will you care if I fuck another girl? I was like, yeah, it's fucking cheating. What are you talking about? Like, actually, one of my exes. She did it like one of the first nights we ever went out together. She went and fucked a girl in the bathroom.
Oh wow!
And she's like, "Yeah, I just went and fucked a girl." I was like, "That isn't hot. Like, I'm not a like, I'm angry. Like, do I have to like fucking kick her out? Like, do I have to
now? You're gonna fight a girl?
No, I'll get about to like grab her. Like, I was like, now I have to worry about 100% of the playing field, not just 50%. Like, this is stressful now." And she's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm like, it's hot if, you know, we go in.
Because you feel like she's emotionally connected to it.
No, I'm just like, I feel like it's hot if we're just a pack of lions going to take down a zebra together, you know? Like, we're just going there, like, two fucking...
That's the most Australian shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Like, you know, like, taking on a carcass. Like, she's on one end just ripping it up. I'm on the other end just fucking going to town. You know, I'm like, that, for me, is awesome. Just going...
Are you Leo?
No, my name's Harry. But, you know, that's hot.
He has, like, more dad jokes than I thought he'd have.
But then,
what's your sign? Don't act like you know what it is. You live in LA.
It's the worst one.
Gemini?
Yeah. Ooh.
I could tell. No, but you're such
Are
a Gemini.
Excited?
I'm excited because I feel like you have this TV persona that's and then you have like a more business-minded, like hardworking persona.
Did you just Google me?
No. I've just been in LA a little too long.
I did a Forbes
Love
article
and light.
Where it was pretty much just saying exactly that.
Really?
Yeah.
Even just how you're sitting and talking to me now, even though we're being silly, you're less than... I watched like the first two episodes of Too Hot to Handle.
No, you have to watch past it. The first two are my worst ones.
Why?
Because I come in so hot and heavy. I wanted to like get
you
screen
were too
time.
Hot to handle. No, but you were like, I could tell that you're putting on for a camera and you're being charming and you're being entertaining. So good for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Why do you not like Geminis? Did they just break your heart?
No, you said that.
But I said the worst one and you went straight away to Gemini.
People say I like Geminis. I had a roommate. This guy was Gemini. I never knew which side of him was going to wake up that day. It was quite entertaining.
Right. But I feel like that's probably bipolar disorder. Don't you think? Like, for me, it's like if I'm hangry or if I'm not hangry. Like, if I'm...
That's so funny.
If I need to eat, like, I'm like, get the fuck away from me. Yeah. I will spear tackle a child. But if I've eaten, I'm like...
spear tackling?
Don't worry about it. Google it. But if I'm like not hungry, I'll like... I'll kiss
my... Lassa Waroo.
Yeah, I think
that's the worst.
I think there's like,
yeah, well, I don't know what the fuck that was.
Outback Steakhouse.
I think maybe if there's something in the description of a Gemini that allows you to be an asshole, people who are Geminis and assholes and have both those traits, they go, oh, it's the Gemini.
What sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Yeah, that was such a Sagittarius thing to say. So, no, but I like Geminis because I get bored with people. So, like,
right.
I'll get bored with one side of you and then I'll be like, okay, let's go next side.
Yeah.
And it's like fun.
I feel like I need to date a Gemini girl. You know?
I don't know.
Wow, I feel like it'd be fun.
It might be too much.
It'd be great. Imagine how toxic it'd be. It'd be so cool. No, like, I swear to God, first time I ever come to LA, I was at a bar, and I literally was there, and this girl walks up, and I was like, oh, maybe she wants a drink. Because in Australia, like, you know, you have to get them a drink first. and I was like, she's like, oh, what star sign are you? I was like, oh, Gemini. She goes, could have told. And I was like, what does that mean? Walked away. And that was the first time I've ever experienced that I'm a piece of shit. Like, first...
It is a good way of just rejecting dudes. Like, if you don't want to be like, oh, like, I'm taken, just be like, what's on you? Oh, sorry, it's not going to work out.
Right.
And he thinks you're joking. But, you know, she protected herself, and I'm proud of her.
No, I would have seriously had, like, the worst time with her. I would have seriously made her reconsider dating dudes.
I used to have a joke where, like, if a girl... Just like an in-person joke where like if a girl's like, what's your sign? I just go, we're not compatible. She goes, you didn't even tell me your sign. I'm like, yeah, but you're like a sign type of girl. And I'm not. So that means we're just automatically compatible.
Yeah.
But if now that we're going bit to bit, I have a bit where it's like guys hate astrology. So you use it like pepper spray. It's like whenever a guy wants to fuck with you, you're like, my cat's name's Clyde and his Ryan's even Aquarius. What's up? And he'll leave you alone.
Damn, what if we met at a bar like 5 years ago and we just had that conversation and wrote our own bits about it?
We're both rejecting each other.
Yeah. That's good.
But yeah, I don't...
Apparently it's your rising and your sleeping signs that are the...
moon, rising and moon.
Right, fuck. Fuck me, right?
But do you find girls in LA like are very spiritual with like their crystals and their psychics and shit?
Yeah, my whole room is fucking stacked to the brims with crystals.
Oh, girls are trying to like fix your aura?
Dudes
I just
in
buy
LA,
them.
In
so
LA, dudes
that...
are into crystals too.
Yeah.
What? Okay,
me
so I have a theory.
Both got crystals.
Yeah, no, I have an organite pyramids. Have you heard of those?
No.
I'm next level crystal man.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So I, okay, mind you, Drake did it. He put it on a story. I was like, if Drake's doing some shit,
done.
It works.
His manifestation's real.
Yeah, he's the goat.
Except for winning sports teams.
Yeah.
True.
But there's this dude in Brazil, and he makes these like organite pyramids, which is literally like a big pyramid that has like your crystals and shit in it, and like a whole bunch of like fucking nut stuff in it. And like I got this big one built, and he put all my dreams and goals in it. And whenever girls come over, they're like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on here? And he just like light some fucking sage and shit around it and do like a little dance.
Your dreams and goals are just to get laid?
No, I have a brain in here about like who I want to be. But I just bought like a whole bunch more of it. I have like four of them around the house.
Okay.
But they're great because, hold up, the pyramid's like the best energy source, and apparently it stops your EMF radiation from your phone.
It stops what?
EMF radiation.
Oh, EMF.
I don't know what that means, but apparently it stops that, but I don't know what's if it works or not because I'm still fucking toxic.
Okay, are crystals just pet rocks and a multi-level marketing scheme and like more colorful? Because some bitch was like, you're supposed to hold it, and if you lean forward a little, then you take it.
Well, you got to charge them under a full moon.
Yeah.
Of course.
Put them up your ass.
Yeah. Your ass.
No, there's actually...
You're like, I have one right now.
Yeah. No, I swear to God, I would... one of the best things that ever happened to me was I was at this girl's house. We were like hanging out. She didn't... No, this is actually... And she's an English influencer. And we didn't hook... Like, we started kissing and fooling around. And then she's like, here, I've got something for you. Gives me a crystal. She's like, take it home. And I was like, wow,
she's powerful. Put a spell on you.
No, it's powerful. You have to think, right? In this crazy world, what are you going to leave people with? I'll never forget that. Jay Alvarez has the coconut oil. She has, she's the crystal girl. You know, what am I, my thing, I think is eating pussy. But like, what are you going to be known for?
You know Derek Jeter is?
I've heard the name.
He's like a Yankee, like one of the most famous baseball players ever. And he's like hot and
awesome.
One of the greatest. Apparently he'd fuck girls and give them like a full gift basket of like signed memorabilia and like all this shit.
Fuck, I need to do that.
And herpes. But no, I'm just kidding. Not the herpes part. But it's funny. I thought you were going to be like, how many girls are doing that in LA though? Like giving the guy a crystal.
I don't know. Probably a lot more now.
And it probably has like a tracking on it.
I don't know, but it really like stuck with me because I had it in my calf. For the longest time, and I'm like, this bitch.
Your calf?
No, my car.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but
I heard calf too.
Right? Yeah.
But I was like, she's watching me, or she's like putting a.
How are you guys doing now?
She went back to England, and we never had sex. But I think about it all the time.
Do you? Ooh, oh my God. Okay.
Here we go.
I'm having Harry on my podcast, so I'm like, right now I'm doing research on shit I'm gonna call you out on when I do mine.
Awesome! I can't wait.
Which I'm really excited for. Oh my God, pick apart your psyche.
So you're not into crystals?
I haven't been. I like had a psychic reading, but I have a question for you. Mm-mm. Are you into butt stuff?
Not on me. No, actually, no. I got shit on one time and it really fucking ruined it.
Oh shit! No pun intended.
Yeah. No.
Oh, like I thought you meant like a girl squatted over you and took a shit.
No. So 16 was drunk, and I was with this girl, and actually I think it was she. So anyway. 16, drunk. She was sober. She picked me up. She was 17. She was like the hottest girl at school. It was crazy. It was so sick. I was so impressed with myself.
It was like a teen movie.
No, legitimately, I felt like a rock star at school. And she was telling me like what our kids' names are going to be, like our future careers, like where we're going to live. Like all this
awesome
stuff. Hell
yeah, love bomb that shit. Love bomb them.
It was insane. And I was like, wow, like I'm doing amazing. Fucking, we started having sex. I had the condom on. And I remember she's like, let's do it. Let's do it in the butt. And I was like, yeah, I want to tell my friends about anal. Just go in. We had no lube. We're fucking kids, right? I put on body butter.
Nice. Body butter?
Down my cock and just fucking rammed this thing in. Like terribly. Mind you, neither of us planned to do it.
Yeah,
and I was drunk just slamming away. And I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? Like it was like a wall of just fucking shit smell hit my nose and fully cocked my head back. And I was like, I was like, at that point, sober. I was like, there is shit in this room. You know when like your dog shits on your carpet? You can tell right away. You're alert. Like fully is just like, I had just 15 coffees at one moment. I'm like.
Forget showers. To sober up, just shit on the floor.
No, but I legitimately was just like a wall of fucking poo hit my nose. And I'm like, there's some real shit going on. And I know she wasn't like comfortable. So I fully just ripped it out like a Beyblade and just on me. Like it was like a little like earthquake and it just like flicked on me. And I remember just being there. She ran right away to the shower. And I'm like, I'm not going to lay here just covered in shit in a room like body butter and shitty dick. So I ran to a kitchen I swear to God, I ran to her kitchen where her fucking family eats meals, and I put my cock in the sink with with like the faucet, and I was like hosing myself down like with the soap in the kitchen. So yeah, and I never told them since. She didn't know where I cleaned up. So what's her name? Annika.
Well, I was gonna jokingly say, "Hey, say her name."
Yeah, no, I'll tell her.
You did full name, social security number.
Yeah, I'm still blocked. So yeah.
But I love that she was trying to be freaky and fun.
No, we were great.
And then I tried to do anal once in the shower when I was young.
So
no, and like, shower sex is fucked up because like water isn't lube.
Yeah,
it and like we were young, like 17, and he like just went for the butthole, and I remember it went in like this much, and I was like, ow.
No.
So it was crazy.
So
like,
you don't
I was
do
just
it.
Wild.
You don't like anal stuff? You don't like getting fucked?
So I've just discovered that like more straight dudes need a finger in their butt.
Right.
Because like it just, you have a G-spot and it makes your orgasm so much better. The problem is yeah. like long nails are in right now. So like.
But you can scoop out the poo.
You can scrape it out.
That's what I'm saying.
But I just think that more like straight dudes need to fuck around with like stuff in their butt.
Really? Have you changed some lives with that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not, like, the best at it, to be honest. I'm working on myself, and I'm growing.
Let's do the math on this, right? Mm-hmm. Straight dudes, we're not really prepared for bum play.
And, yeah, there is preparation involved.
So we have hairy holes.
I went to a hospital one time, and a bunch of different doctors fingered me.
Yeah.
And, like, different sizes of fingers, too. Yeah. Like, one doctor had a big fucking finger. And he fingered me, like, no warning. He was just, like, right up there.
Ah,
and
lube?
He used lube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God. What a gentleman.
I don't know. It didn't feel good.
No, yeah, you have to be.
Well, it probably was the wrong, like, you know, you probably weren't horny.
Yeah. Well, I was horny, but that's why I was at the hospital. I was too horny.
Like, I'm gonna go get fucking fingered right
like
now.
Like when you're getting a blowjob, yeah. If a girl puts her finger in your butt, or even just like touches the butthole.
I would throw her off me.
Why? Instantly. What are you scared of?
I'm scared of
poop.
Of me enjoying it too much, and then I end up like one day, you know, you come home and there's me in the kitchen with a carrot in my ass, trying to fucking figure it out.
Actually,
I'm afraid of what carrot. I'm into.
That's like me with BDSM. Like, I've never done BDSM because I'm just scared if I like it, then I have to like build a dungeon in my New York City studio apartment.
Yeah, well, that's fun. It's just expensive.
Do you want to know a random fact about me?
Yeah.
I've never done cocaine.
Really?
Because
same.
Really?
Never.
You have cocaine lines on your
you
hat.
Have white shit all over your lip. No, because I'm afraid, like...
You're afraid you're going to get an addiction?
You don't start doing cocaine, like, at 30 and start liking cocaine. Like, then if I try cocaine at 30, then I like cocaine, and then you like cocaine?
Yeah, what are you afraid of?
Shit.
I'm afraid of what I'm like on cocaine.
Mm, yeah.
Because this is me sober. Like, I get along with so many friends when they're high and drunk, and I'm sober. I'm like, now we're vibing.
Right, yeah.
I'd, like, bash my head through a wall. Who knows what I'll fucking do on cocaine?
You ever done any other drugs?
Well, I was an athlete. I was a tennis player growing up, so I was, like, clean. I was very clean. I've never smoked a cigarette.
Really? I feel like a lot of athletes do peds, you know? You want to get fucking next level.
Well, in tennis, you want to be lean. You don't want to get too, like...
Right.
You know?
I feel like cocaine would have kept you fucking on the ball.
I did Adderall once, and I, like...
Oh, fuck that.
It's
a big deal here.
Yeah, people love... I don't fuck with Adderall, because Adderall... I would do it in school sometimes, but if I didn't get to the studying and I started talking to someone, I'd have to like know their whole life story.
Goes for hours.
And then 4 hours later.
No.
Adderall, like guys would be playing a video game.
Adderall and coke are very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are,
They're
right?
pretty much the same, especially if you
Adderall
crush
users.
It up and snort it.
Yeah. How do you take your Adderall? Is that how you
I've only ever crushed up and snorted it. I've never.
You might as well go
I personally
full.
Put it on my ass. It's down in my G-spot.
Bad.
I hear cocaine just like makes you want more cocaine.
Yeah.
Like you just like want to keep doing
it. I feel like I'm getting interviewed. I don't know. I feel like all my secrets are going to come out. Like, fuck.
I also can't do weed. I get too like in my head.
I hate
weed. I have like full panic attacks.
Weed needs
to I think
to
I can't
die.
Form sentences.
I hate it. No,
So many comics love weed and they're like, I'm so creative on
no,
it.
I'll
ruin
it.
Any party if I'm high.
No, I've literally turned to a fucking child. Like, I'll be in the corner making animal noises to myself and laughing.
Like, I feel like people like me because I'm like, can be witty and like quick at a party and I'm funny. So the second I have weed, I'm just like, ugh.
No, I turn to a sloth. I hate it. My brother was like, all through high school, legitimately was like, oh, this is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did it one time And I was like, this is possibly the worst possible thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. Like, I was fully just, like, dribbling on myself.
You feel
like,
dumb. And then you get scared. I remember being like, how do I get unhigh? And my friend's like, you can't.
Oh, and then when you fight it, then it gets bad.
See, I'm a fighter. I went I'm in the ring fucking fighting my dumb head.
I
went
to the hospital one time because of weed. I smoked too much.
Really?
Yeah, they fingered me then, too. I was like, I'm too high. They're like, bend over.
Yeah, let me fucking put my cock in you.
Like, the second you smell some shit from your asshole, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, yeah, it would really sober you up.
But I really did go to the hospital. I thought I had a heart attack.
Really?
Yeah.
First time, I was
just being a bitch, though.
First time I ever did acid when I was...
Seven?
Yeah, my mom accidentally put it in the soup. Hey, enjoy your school trip. No, I... 17 was dealing it. Yeah, for some reason, me and my friend decided that it'd be a good idea to make some money. Yeah, but it was weird because, like, never done it before, right? So we're like, I'm, like, trying to get rid of it, and I'm like, here, rip it off my fingers, realize that I'm putting more in my body than I'm giving out.
Oh, shit.
So, right, and this is the first time I ever did it. I've never done it before. My friend was just like, hey, we want to make some money, and can you, like, give me, like, X amount of dollars, and we're going to try and, like, sell it, and we'll make this money. And at the time, I was like, cool, that sounds great. Sounds like a great business model. I'm not going to be around forever. And my parents don't know this story either, so shout out to you guys. actually, no one knows this story. So
Not even Annika.
Yeah, oh, fuck. She had me blocked at that time as well. Fuck, shout out to you. She had whatever. The one that got away because of me, it was my fault. Actually, no, she tried to fuck my brother. So,
your brother hot?
No. He literally looks homeless. No, I swear to God. There was this one time when we were trying to rekindle things, and I saw the messages that she was sending to my brother, and I was like, you know what? Let's fucking do this. Flew to her city, because I just finished high school, flew to her city, went to a cafe where I told her, I was like, let's rekindle. Let's make this happen. And I had all the messages printed out.
It's like a Real Housewives reunion.
Like a fucking sociopath, because I was so heartbroken. It was like, for me, I thought, she had us planned like to get married and shit. So mm-hmm. I was like 16, was my first ever serious girlfriend. And I had it like all printed out. And I was like, you really fucking think you have the audacity. And then it was like a big scene in like a cafe, like literally families around us. Like, what are these kids like?
I love how petty you are.
No, this is when I realized that being toxic is me. No, back to the acid story.
You're selling acid. You got high in your own supply.
Yeah, accidentally, like fully fucked up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, started driving home, and I was like, calling my friend, who was the one that was like doing it with me, and I was like, yo, like, I'm starting to buzz the fuck out, and I need to get home. What do I do? And he goes, we're on two different planets right now, and hung up on me. And then I called him. I called him again. I was like, yo, Bailey, what the fuck is going on? And he's just like, I can't talk to you. You're with the aliens right now. And I was like, Did you take some of this? And he's like, yes. So he was fucked up. So I'm like, how do I unhigh myself?
I hate that feeling.
It was so bad. And I got home to my fucking beautiful family's house. Like, my mom and dad are like sleeping like elegantly in their fucking bed. They don't know I'm fucking literally talking to the wall. I come home. The dog is looking at me. It's barking, but its mouth isn't moving. And I was like, this is not good. So I'm like, what do? I go to the kitchen and I just start eating all the fruit, like all of it. I'm like, mm-hmm. Vitamin C is going to help. I ate the fucking apple and the stalk, like the whole, the banana, the peel, like everything. I cleared the whole kitchen out of fruit. And I'm sitting in my room like, this isn't good. None of this worked. None of this worked. I'm laying in bed, right? And I thought I was in Breaking Bad. I'm like, literally the fucking whole house like breathing on me. I'm 17. This is so fucking wild. It's wild. And if you ever want to do acid, don't do the whole fucking tab. Legitimately. Like, don't do the whole thing. Just do like a little corner of it. Cause like the microdosing is way more fun. But like the whole house breathing on me. And I like literally walk up to the window and I'm like, I'm in Breaking Bad. I'm about to go fucking see the drug dealers. And I look outside and it was just pitch black. And I'm sitting in my room like, how do I end this? So I'm like, I'm just going to sit up and watch a movie. And then the whole movie, they had just Snapchat filters on their faces and like they had squeaky voices. It was like the funniest shit ever. Anyway.
I think it's so funny when you get high in your parents' house. It's terrifying. Like, my brother once called me because like you can't talk to your parents. And he's like, I think Trixie's going to murder me. She's our cat. Oh, he's like, she's gonna get me. And I know I'm too high, but she's gonna kill me. And I'm like, Trixie's not gonna kill you. And he's like, I'm Velcroed to the wall. I can't get off the wall. And I had to talk him off. And like, mom and dad, just, you know, living,
just like sleeping. Normal. Well, I told my mom. She's like, why didn't you wake me up? I would have helped. I was like, mom, what would have you done? Like, what could have you done? Like, you would have just sat there and be like, fuck, this kid is high. Like, he is. I'm so embarrassed to be his parent.
So you weren't a great drug dealer, or did you do okay?
Never did it again. Mm-hmm. Like, realized that...
It wasn't your path.
Well, everyone else didn't get high, but I absorbed everyone's fucking acid. So I was, like, fully just wired. And, like, when on acid, you can't sleep. Like, you're fully, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like having a fuck... Like, having coffee just injected straight to your G-spot. Like, you're just wired.
This is called the G-spot.
No, it was terrible. I woke up the next day. Well, I was up to like 7 a.m. and then I had to go mow some lawns and I was sitting on the thing and I was like, someone's trying to kill me. I'm like driving around and dad's like, are you okay? I was like, what the fuck do you want? Like, why are you talking to me, dad? And he's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like a thin line between like having the night of your life and like the worst night of your life. And I'm just not that kind of risk taker.
So you've never done acid? Mushrooms?
No. Oh, mushrooms are really fun.
Mushrooms are great.
I've been around it. Like, my friends will like microdose mushrooms. I'm like, honestly, I just don't want to risk ruin the party. I'm like, if I'm vibing okay right now. Yeah. I also have this obsession with like being good with my sober thoughts.
Right.
Which is very difficult. But I'm like, instead of chasing a different mindset, I'm like, let's sit here with my uncomfortable sober thoughts and get used to loving myself.
You never just want to think about something.
Listen to your thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a problem in itself.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I don't understand people who, like, go hiking in LA. Like, you just go to the top of a cliff alone with your own thoughts. Like, that's not my idea.
No, you listen to AirPods. You put AirPods in. Yeah. And listen to Gary Vee.
Oh, yeah.
Get motivated.
Gary Vee's some New York shit.
So what, you grew up in New York?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Isn't that the hood? No.
Well, I...
Was that the Bronx?
No, Brooklyn's not the hood anymore.
So in all the boroughs, there's neighborhoods that are good, neighborhoods not as good. Yeah. I grew up in a place called Park Slope where when my family was in it in the 70s, it wasn't great.
Right.
My grandpa was like a high school basketball coach, like one of those guys in the movies who's like, you know, you're gonna go pro, like getting kids like off out of jail and like putting them into. So that
what
was
a guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And then by the time I was born, the neighborhood was like much nicer and it was cool. Oh. And yeah, I just grew up in Brooklyn. And people think like, oh, I'm this big New York City girl, but like when you grow up in Brooklyn, it has everything within like a 15 block radius. So I wasn't in New York City a lot.
Right.
Now I live in Manhattan and I'm like, but it's much buzzier in Manhattan. Brooklyn's more like community feel.
Right.
More artsy.
You don't ever want to leave New York? Like, you love the city?
So I'm like definitely a New Yorker through and through, but I'm liking LA a lot. Like, I just like energy. I like being around creative people.
Yeah.
And like stand up, I've just been going to random cities all over America. Like,
that's fun.
Which is fun for
me. I'm scared of New York. I went there one time and it was like everyone's angry, like bikes, like there's fucking steam coming out of the ground and it's hot and humid. I thought it was always gonna be cold. I went there with just warm clothes. I'm literally walking around the city, sweating my fucking cock off.
Summer's hot as fuck.
Yeah, I started stripping in the city. I was like wearing like nothing. Like everyone that I was with, I was like, fuck you guys, I don't care. Like, I'm going shirtless through the city. We're fucking Times
There's
Square.
A lot of Aussies in New York.
Really?
Yeah, they love opening up all these cool coffee shops and like...
Damn, I feel like it'd be
Aussies
fun.
Aussies are everywhere.
Yeah, I just find all of them.
Yeah, you hunt them out. So when did you decide to be funny? Like, when did you decide to make that a career?
Oh my God, that's such a good question. I think I was always goofy.
Yeah.
Like, you know when they show, like, old childhood, like, videos and, like, all the kids are like, and then it turns to me and I'm, like, making faces at the camera, like, knows where the camera is, like, trying to jump in front of the camera, like, ruining shit. And I also think I grew up where my parents didn't focus a lot on, like, looks. It was very about, like, being smart, I was an athlete, so it was, like, winning at sports. And then, like, my family's just very funny, so, like, making each other laugh.
Right.
So that's, like, what I valued. So I guess, like, then growing up with tennis, I had to kind of put my personality to the side because you have to be, like, a dumb jock. Like, you can't have personality on the court. You just have to be, like, a robot.
Yeah.
And after I finished tennis at, like, 22, I just wanted to be, like, on camera. And then I got a job doing like funny videos because I was always like the funny friend. I was like the funny one in the group chat, I dated a comic who's amazing. He's an amazing comic. And I didn't know I wanted to do stand-up, but like when he would come in me, I would take his I would take his talent.
Whoa.
Like Spider-Man.
Whoa. That just really just fucking took me out.
No, but I kind of fell in love with like the comedy scene and like the people, and I was writing my own funny shit, and then
damn.
But honestly, like comics, like you can't date like someone who isn't funny, and I guess I would just hang with his friends all the time, and I was like, wait, you guys just try to make each other laugh all the time? Like, this is
it's awesome.
It's my favorite fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like,
back to the coming thing. Yeah. Is that actually? So if I start coming at people, they're gonna take all my fun out of me.
Yeah.
Like dementors.
I mean, it is energy shifting.
Fuck. Okay. I'm no more. No more nutting at anyone.
No, I do think like that, and that relationship when I was with him, I still didn't want to do stand up, but I like my tweets started to go viral, like just yeah. joke writing, and then I got invited to a reality show, and then I started a podcast, and then this comedy club in New York was like, do you want to do a live podcast? And my friend was like, I dare you do 10 minutes of stand up, and I'm like, no, it's my ex's thing, like I don't know. But I took my tweets and I like divided them into like, okay, these are about like cuddling, this is eating, this is like fuck boys, and I like put together premises and punchlines, right. And I did it, and everyone was like, first time I did stand-up was in front of 300 people.
Oh, and there were fans?
So aggressive.
It was like, yeah, like fans, but like family, and I was like...
So they had to laugh.
I fell in love, but I fell in love with it, and people were like, yeah, they did, but it was like, I think I just naturally like to write and I like to perform, and it's been like a natural thing for me.
Do you ever get nervous, like going in front of a crowd?
I think because I was a tennis player and I had severe performance anxiety with sports. Like I've like had all the yips and like fucking the whole tennis is brutal. Like after a match, you're a fucking loser or a winner, and it's your fault. Like you can't blame anyone. And it was like so intense, and like my parents and sponsors. Like I was like really in deep. So yeah. Stand up to me is just like art, and stand up I have. My ego is less attached to it.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like, you're just trying to make people laugh, so.
Well, not on his sets. He abuses his crowd.
Yeah.
you get nasty. I mean, I'll be mean.
Really?
Like,
no,
to
I'm nice
men.
Every time, except for that one time.
There was no one time.
Oh, you got mad at the crowd?
Yeah.
Explain it. He fully bombed.
I did a show in San Diego, and I bombed so hard. I was headlining, too, and I was bombing so hard, like, 15 minutes in. I was just like, I'm just going to start talking shit about the crowd. Yeah. Not even, like, good roast, either. Just mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Usually it's really fun.
It happens to, like, you break sometimes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Have you ever had, a dramatic, like, shit show?
Harry came to a show recently with his friends, and they sat in the front row and got drunk.
No, it was actually, like, he's probably never going to invite me to a show again or, like, hide me
no,
from his
I
stories.
No, I loved it. I thought it was funny.
Were you heckling him?
No, we accidentally just got so drunk, and then my friend who I was with, and like this is bizarre, ends up going and having sex in the bathroom. Like the bathroom's right there. Has sex with this girl in the bathroom, like FaceTimes our other boys, comes back, and we're just absolutely rowdy. Like some of the people weren't even funny, and we were just fucking dying. Like we were having the best time. And then on the way home, like
you guys were literally the best audience. It was like a rich private social club sort of setting, you know what I mean? So
I don't
they
know
were
how
like so out of place, just
so out of place.
Pouring up shots.
Yeah, no, we had like a pile of shots on our thing. Like we didn't mean to. I just said, oh, let's have a couple drinks, take the edge off, you know, it's been a long week. Mm. And then at the end of it, I just start talking like old rich people at the bar. Like one of those guys like telling me about like some legal case that he's just like solved and shit. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like I'm in a scandal. Oi. Like we're having a good time. Like we're getting fucked up. And he's like, how did you get in? Like this is a members only thing. I was like, I just know some people at the door.
Oh my
he got
God.
In.
But I think your question is interesting for people listening.
Mm.
Like I think in life you're gonna get pushed out of certain situations you're not meant to be. Like I've been fired from a lot of jobs. Like I was doing cold calling sales. I was doing really well with that, but I just hated it. I did marketing. Mm. It was so fucking boring. Like I tried all these things, and I tried like reality TV. It worked until like it didn't, and then now I'm just like going where I feel the energy's good.
Yeah,
and it's what comes natural to me. Like sometimes I feel like am I a con artist that I'm like I'm a comedian one day?
Yeah,
but like. I guess I feel like when people read my tweets and be like, oh, that's something Hannah would say. Like, don't try to be funny in what you think people think is funny. Like, what makes you laugh? What makes your friends laugh? And I guess, I think I also grew up, like, people in New York are fucking
brutal.
Funny. They're funny. We just shit on each other. We're a lot of immigrants, like Italian, Irish immigrants that have been, we have past trauma, you know, and you just fucking. Just
always good to.
New York, you got to cope with it through humor, you know? It's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you should come to New York and, like, You'd fucking love New York. It's basically LA, but less pretty.
Not at all.
And people are like slightly less good looking.
It's smelly.
Well, have you been to like downtown, like Soho?
I think we did it all.
You did? Okay, and you hated it.
No, I didn't hate it. It was
just shit
like,
on my upbringing. Okay.
No, yeah, that's right. You just shit on Australians for like an hour straight. It's all good. So I just think that I went in expecting, like, I got a suite, right, at the one hotel. And I'm like, sick. Like, I'm about to fucking ball out, like, enjoy myself. I went in, and their bed was touching the walls, like, both sides. I was like, why is everything so small here? Now, I'm already, like, I'm not a normal size, like, human. Like, I'm already, like, relatively way too big, like, useless size. Like, there's no use for me apart from just, like, oh, that shit, like, looking at me. You know, like, I'm not an athlete. I can't run fast. Like, people don't, like... I'm not a fighter.
You just take up a lot of space.
Yeah, I'm literally just such
I'm not a fighter. I don't
useless,
pretend I am.
Useless size of human. Like, there's no use for me. Like, I can't do anything. Like, people are just like, oh, he's tall. Like, that's my only personality.
Yeah, it helps you get pussy.
Yeah, but like, I went in and it was fucking, it was a shithole. I was so angry.
Yeah, it's a lot, everything's a lot smaller in New York.
Yeah.
But the energy is high. And also, people think New Yorkers are assholes, but it's actually just like, because you're in such a tight place, like, you can't say good morning to everyone. But I feel like New York has this thing where, like, if we need each other, we have each other's back.
Right. I need that. Yeah. In LA, it's just like people just use each other and stab each other in the back.
That's the thing. New York is, like, real. Like, you know if someone fucks with you or not. Like, no one's going to be fake nice to you.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess maybe it's because of 9/11, but, like, there's this weird thing in New York where, like, if you're on the subway and, like, someone faints or, like, someone needs help, like, New Yorkers fucking get it together, even though they're not going to say good morning to you.
Damn.
But, like, there is, like, a very tight-knit, like... Like New York,
there
tough.
Is a respect people have for each other too. Just
yeah,
you having to coexist.
Yeah, New York,
people.
We know it's tough. But like, if you're in New York for like 4 or 5 months, I'm like, you're a New Yorker, you made it. Like,
I
it's
did a
just
year
tough.
There.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
why?
to try stand up.
It's
I did my first
year.
I
had
of
to
comedy
go
there. It was good, but I came out here. I was like, oh, this is way easier.
Yeah,
the weather is like beautiful here. It's just for me. Like, that's just what my family is. But
damn.
New York is a lot of. I think New Yorkers get along with, like, Australians or British people because it's, they talk about, like, the chat.
Yeah.
Where, like, I feel like New Yorkers love, like, the shit talking and the crack and, like, going after it. Where I feel like sometimes in LA people forget, like, what quality conversation is.
It doesn't really flow too well here. Like, people are a little bit more, like, sensitive. Like, some girls, like, cannot take a joke.
I also can't tell if people like me or not in LA. Like, I'll say something nice, and they'll give me this, like, very dead-eye response.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are we vibing or not?
Like, what's going on? Like,
no, most people are just a little bit, like, autistic with conversations.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Like, I have trouble reading people in LA. We're, like, New York, you know immediately if people fuck with you or
not.
So people, Tinks, who was on the podcast earlier, she said, like, L.A. is, like, a nicer place to be, but the people are better in New York.
Yeah,
that's true. Whenever I go to, like, fancy places in L.A., like, if I go to, like, Chateau or I go to Soho or anything, people, and I'm with friends, they're like, hey, meet this person. They're like, oh, you do comedy. They're like, yeah, I'd love to come to a show. I'm just like, you're lying.
Yeah, I hate that shit. I hate that shit.
Like, we're never going to see or talk to each other again. And you're just like giving up. Like, people that create relationships too fast usually is just
actually,
like, not a real
actually,
thing.
There was this one person that I did meet where I did want to go to one of the shows. He was a magician. He started just pulling shit out at a party. I was like, yo, I need to fucking see this. Like,
yeah, that shit's
I need to
fun.
See the whole regime. So there is some realness in it. Like, he legitimately, like, that's a I wish I could be a fucking magician, because he was at a party and like I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I got all my friends with a hype. Like, I was getting a crowd. I was like, bro, like, I need to see the whole show. Like,
that
please.
Shit's so fun. I've gone to these like magic shows where you sit down and you have like 10 people around the guy and he does it. And then that people need to fucking add that to their social
repertoire.
Have you
been to the Magic Castle yet?
I haven't, but
people told me about it.
That guy that we met can get us in a Magic Castle.
It's weird how comedy and magicians have that weird crossover.
Magic Castle is like the comedy store of magicians. So, like,
sick.
You hang out at the bar and magicians will come up to you and just, like, do tricks to you. Then you can walk into a room and there's an actual show going on. Then there's close-up and then, like, bigger magic.
Yeah, and it's weird because people who don't know what it is, you can't go unless you know someone, like a magician.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a Griot, but for a magician.
Legitimately.
But I also think in New York, people don't give a fuck about your fame as much. Like, because people like money in New York. Like, like finance bros, like, they don't give a fuck how many followers you have or whatever. So there's a little nicer, like, L.A., I feel like people are, like, looking up and down, like, how famous are you? Where in New York, no, people don't care about that much. Like, they'll be like, oh, you did a reality TV show? How was that? Cool.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that it's chiller about that. But then again, when you're popping in LA, then you just walk around, everyone treats you like you're the shit.
Everyone's on your nuts.
Everyone's on your nuts, which is like...
There was a legit month of my life when the show was airing where I thought I was like the coolest
kid. The Beatles.
You legitimately, I was like, damn, this is how it is. Like, fuck yeah. Like,
that must have been a crazy...
No, man, it was wild because like the show was like popping in quarantine. So it was like bizarre. Like I had people like... legitimately superstars like DMing me. I was like, fuck, like, am I the man? Like, I'm the shit. And then a month later, like, no one replies to my text. I was like, you know what? I was used.
That's so fucking tough, though.
I legitimately was LA's little slut for a month. Like, everyone just come and fucked me and then left me, like, laying there with, like, cum leaking out of me.
It's true, though. Like, when you smell good, they didn't bring a towel.
No one wiped me up.
People are all over you when you smell good. And the second like something happens and like you smell kind of bad, like they all just disappear and you're like, fuck, this business is brutal.
Yeah, it's cutthroat. So now I just need to like figure out a way to be more fun so that people can like make me feel important again.
Yeah, because you can't get any taller, so you just have to deal with what you're working with.
Well, no, there is surgery for that.
Oh yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I was gonna get it for one of my friends. Jacob?
He's a short king.
He's so short, but he uses it against... Like, he used it as like no one wants to hook up with me because I'm short. I'm like, no.
It's because your personality.
It's because your teeth are fucking wonky.
Your teeth are ugly.
Nah, he's great. He's got the best personality, but he keeps like saying it to me. I was like, if you want it, like, we'll go to Mexico and like, we'll fucking figure it out.
I love you make it a wee thing. You're like, we'll do this. I'll give you some of my height.
I'm mad
at
the people.
I'll take the fat out of my ass.
Yeah, just give me some girth on this thing down here, please. Do you need to go to the airport soon?
No, I'm good. I changed my flight.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
He was meant to leave halfway through this.
And I changed my flight.
Wait, that means so much to me. We've had a journey this week, Abby and myself. Yeah.
Really?
He's seen me in many different pods. You've seen a lot of different sides of me.
Yeah,
my first pod I did was talking to a girl about being in a cult, and I was very serious.
Me and her hit it off right away.
You love a good cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in one, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm moving back.
Yeah,
that was my first. Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'm going back to the cult. And we were like, cool. Good story.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's in a secret cult here in LA.
LA is a cult.
Yeah, well, LA is like everyone who comes here has like issues with their parents.
Yeah,
like nobody has parents here or family.
Well, people come here.
That's a good point.
People come here for something.
Have you ever met a grown up in LA?
There's a lot of like 50-year-old dudes with weird hairdos.
Yeah.
But they're not grown ups. But yeah, people come here for something like fame or money, so they're trying to fulfill something that they're missing inside.
Yeah.
And why did you say that and look at me? Like, fuck. I get it. I'm shallow. I don't have a lot to offer. Like, I'm trying to get money.
Oh, we're about to get into that.
Trying to fucking figure it out. Any advice that you'd give to a young Hannah?
Oh, I love that. My advice is that stop being so result-oriented because no one gives a fuck if you, like, got this or got that. Life is about, like, the journey of getting there, and if you're not having fun getting there, then what are you doing? And don't put so much pressure on yourself or so much like, just emphasis on the results of what it looks like on paper, because no one actually gives a fuck.
Damn. So where can everyone find you?
You can follow me at Being Burns on Instagram and TikTok.
You didn't want to just do your name?
Hannah Burner.
You didn't want to do that?
That was like a while
ago. For the handle?
That was a while ago. That was like when it was cool to be like,
right.
Like 2789.
Oh.
And it was going to be B N Burns, but that sounded like a porno.
Yeah, it sounds like an STD.
Yeah. And then listen to my episode with Harry, I'm Burning in Hell. It's going to be lit.
Yeah, she's going to abuse me.
I'm going to abuse him, take his demons, and
please
play with them. And then.
I'm getting horny. You're a married woman. Come on, please.
Engaged. All and right. Then what else?
All right, so you still trying.
Go to hannahburner.com to see my stand-up shows.
Yeah, go watch her shows. She may be funny, she might not be. We don't know.
We'll see.
We're having a good time over here.
We'll see if there's drunk Australians in the front trying to heckle me.
I will be. I'll be there.
Hell yeah.
My friends will probably be fucking in the bathroom. It's crazy. Well, if you did enjoy this podcast, make sure you give it a thumbs up. Make sure you kiss your mother goodnight. And have a great evening.